This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, everyone. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb from the 2019 Aircraft Electronics Association Convention in Palm Springs. I'm here with David Miner, General Manager of Business Aviation for Avidyne. David, thank you for being here today. So I hear Avidyne is stepping into some new markets. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so our big push this year is, of course, the heavy Part 23 Class 4 airplanes, Citation jets, and the Part 25 light end, 500 series Citations, Citation XLs, XLSs, Learjets. That's the direction we're heading this year. It's been a long time coming. As anybody knows, the software and the TSO and the certification of that side is usually a longer process than maybe just the physical installation. So we've been working on this for quite a while. It's going to be large for a lot of people past the 2020 mandates. So that's our growth. That's where we're reaching out to.
And what kind of products are you looking to bring to that market?
GPS navigators, LPV capability for legacy EFIS systems, things like that. Just the technology that the pilots are hungry for that don't necessarily have the wallet for a whole new flight deck.
What are some of the advantages you think you can offer to companies working in those segments?
So the biggest advantage is we don't use any third-party boxes. All of our solutions are internal to our TSO software. So the integration, certification, sign-off, installation are all very, very straightforward, real simple, and just flying made easier.
Now, are you active in that segment now, or do you have a date for when you're going to get started?
So we're extremely active in the Citation jet market, King Air's, Piaggio's, ProLine 21-equipped aircraft. We're a good, solid, feature-packed option over, say, a Collins cockpit update. So we're extremely active in that market now. Meets the ADS-B compliance with our transponders. Everything is there. The Part 25 market, we have actually quite a back order as we work through the STC process, which we're expecting in June.
David, thank you for taking the time to talk today. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.